My name is Dr. Jeffrey Burke, and I'm a naturopath and a master herbalist and the host of the Staying Healthy radio show. My show airs Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. here on NBC Sports 920 The Game. I bring you the best guests in the industry and the topics that are relevant for today's world. The show streams live at 8 a.m., and for those of you that cannot listen live, my shows are now podcast daily for on-demand downloads at my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. The show is sponsored by Stay Healthy Health Food Store, Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Smith's Town and Country Center. Come in and see what a local retailer can do for you. Great selection, knowledgeable staff, and the highest quality products. The hours of the store are Monday through Friday 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6, and closed on Sunday. I look forward to chatting with all of you. Hello and welcome back to the Staying Healthy radio show. I thank you all for taking the time out of your day to stop by, tune in, and walk away with information vital to your good health. You know, learning the ins and outs about health and nutrition and getting healthy and, you know, doing the right thing is a lot of work. And once you start on that healthy journey, the first thing you want to see is some change. And to initiate and, you know, get change going in the right direction, we have to, first of all, not try to bite off too much than we can chew at the very beginning. We need to make sure that we're changing maybe one thing at a time, because as we satisfy these individual change goals, we get more motivated and we really do want to make a difference in the overall state of our health. So the big part that we have to embrace is that we may have to be someone who asks some questions. And those are the people that I love, the ones that ask questions, that are trying to further their education, are not trying to guess. They're really trying to make sure that they're doing the right thing in the right way, heading in the right direction. And to do that, you want to choose great information and education. Here on the Staying Healthy radio show, Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 in the morning, here on NBC Sports 920 The Game, I bring you the best of the best. The best products, the best product lines, the best companies, and the best guests. The guests that are educating out in the trenches. They are founding these wonderful companies. They are formulating these beautiful products, and they are making sure that we have the tools we need to get the job done. The hard part about getting healthy is making sure that you're choosing the right source for your information. Let's face it, information comes at us so fast today, but it never comes with a little tag saying, this is good information, this is true information, this is accurate information. So a lot of times we end up jumping with our emotions and reaching out and grabbing onto what we want to hear. Because let's face it again, we don't want to hear anything bad. We want to hear good, easy, quick change, little effort kind of things. And that's the thing we're looking for, but that's just human nature. Every day I send you to Stay Healthy Health Food Store because to me it makes the biggest amount of success and sense to work with people that have the knowledge, have the longevity, and have the talent to answer questions and also be able to service our health food needs. Stay Healthy is Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer. They're in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. They have the most knowledgeable staff, the best customer service, and the best of the best. Great products, great prices, and that peace of mind that this time you're going to get it done. As you create relationships with these amazing people, your peace of mind, you know, becomes more and more clear. And then you understand what it's like to have the right tools, you know, for the right situation. You'll find Stay Healthy Health Food Store at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. They're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Make sure to like them on Facebook, give them a thumbs up, and print yourself a $5 off coupon to use on your next $50 purchase at their webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com. Well, today we're going to be talking with my friend Stuart Tomk. This is always such an exciting show. Stuart brings amazing information and education and entertains us at the same time in a very, very positive way so that we walk away being, you know, engaged in a conversation and thinking to ourselves, yeah, I was just listening to this show, and you walk away and you have so much information and you're just like, wow, where did all this information come from? Well, it came from him. Stuart Tompkins is a recognized authority on dietary supplements with over 20 years of experience in this wonderful nutritional health industry. Formerly the vice president of North American Herb and Spice, where he served for 10 years, in addition to his service as global educator for omega-3 market leader Nordic Naturals. Stuart is known for his extensive print interviews and contributions to noted books on integrative medicine, as well as his well over 4,000 radio appearances. A renowned educator, Mr. Stuart Tompkins recognizes CBD and its multiple mechanisms of action to support human health and envisions a new category of dietary supplements derived from agricultural hemp. If you've been staying, you know, in tune with the show and you've been following, you know, Stuart does a show with us every month. And, you know, I have a lot of people that go to my podcast, which are on my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. And you can go back and scroll down and listen to all the shows that have been done since the very beginning. And you will see an amazing rapid movement today. And it's just every time we get together, there's even more information. So help me welcome my friend, my guest, Stuart Tompkins. Hey, buddy.
Hey, Doc. It's so great to hear your voice. Thank you for such a warm, loving introduction. And it was great to see you recently at the large trade show. That's something that the listening audience, I wish we could get some GoPro cameras on our skulls, you know, on a big helmet to walk around and broadcast live from the trade show. Wouldn't you love that?
I did do my show from the trade show.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I did. I had to get some noise canceling headphones for me because so I wasn't hearing all the craziness, but my producer was able to make it work really well because he's so awesome. And it was just, it went really good. It was just different to be able to sit there and just kind of do it as people were walking and zooming by. And yeah, it was fun. I did it many years ago. At another booth years ago. And I'll tell you, it was fun back then, but it was really fun now because even though I still sound really hyper, I've actually mellowed a little bit.
Did you have any video? Next time we got to get a little video camera, because that's the thing. I wish that the listening audience to your show would get to come to some of those natural product shows that we've spent so many years at. I'm really hoping, you know, the big public shows have never really worked out. You know what I mean? Like the health freedom kind of shows, they really weren't the same audience. But my hope is sooner or later that Expo East and Expo West will be open to the general public, at least for one day.
Oh, I think it would be great. I think everybody would just, well, first of all, they'd have to pack a lunch and wear comfortable shoes because they're not going to be ready for what they see.
Well, so if you don't, until that happens, everybody, please, you know, keep tuning in to the show. And I feel so blessed to be able to appear regularly on the show to keep reviewing what we know. And that's what I wanted to anchor ourselves in today. In some shows in the past, we've gone back to sort of the beginning of the discovery of the endocannabinoid system, but I'd like to do something sort of one step above that, sort of a technical review of what we actually know. And here's what's motivated me to do this today. I'm sure you saw at the trade show, especially with your, you know, expanded educational programs that you're involved in, that everyone is now asking more detailed questions about hemp, about CBD, about cannabis and the endocannabinoid system. Have you noticed that the questions that they're asking are more penetrating as of late?
You know, it's kind of like a completely different world, because I remember your first show after you just started and you were almost like in the taboo booth. You know, it was just like, ooh, he's in that booth. You know, and people walking by, and I was just loving it, you know, because you were still bouncing off the walls and you had such excitement. And as I ventured around the show, I didn't get out very much. I saw a little bit of it. I kept thinking to myself, oh my goodness, they were definitely such a trendsetter here and, you know, really started the ball rolling. And the questions now coming in are unbelievable.
Yeah, there's more interest and we're diving deeper. So I wanted to start out with a few facts that are anchored in reality of what we actually know, because we know very little about the endocannabinoid system. We certainly don't understand what milligram amount of which product for which condition and symptom relief. We're so far from that. so, because the cat's out of the bag, you know, the cart is before the horse, any analogy that you want, the public is now demanding to know more about this. Mm-hmm. So let's start with the one factoid that we can anchor ourselves in for sure. You've heard Dr. Jeff and I talk about the CB1 receptor. That stands for cannabinoid binding 1 receptor. In your human brain is the most abundant receptor in the human brain. Now, this is what we call a G protein coupling receptor. Now, these G protein coupling receptors are the target for 50%. Half of all medications work at these G protein coupling receptors. So the fact that the most abundant receptor in the human brain is named after cannabis, that's just a stunning fact on its own, isn't it, Doctor?
Absolutely.
So people are like, the most abundant receptor named after cannabis. Why? Simply because we were studying to unlock the mystery of how THC, tetrahydrocannabidiol, how THC works in the body. So we coincidentally call it cannabinoid binding 1 receptor because we were discovering how cannabinoids work in the brain. So that was just coincidence that it's named CB1 receptor. And here's what we know about this abundant receptor in your brain. The cannabinoid binding 1 receptor mediates THC's psychoactivity. What do we mean by that? You've got this receptor in the brain. As soon as you consume THC, it fits right into this receptor, and then you get the effects of being high. So the CB1 receptor mediates THC's psychoactivity. Got it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, the CB1 receptor, there's very little communication with CBD and the CB1 receptor. THC speaks to the CB1 receptor directly, but that's not what CBD does. Not at all, Doc. CBD indirectly speaks to the CB1 receptor. For example, if you combine THC and CBD, CBD will blunt and impede the lock and key mechanism of THC fitting into the CB1 receptor. The CBD prevents you from being as high from the THC. So it really has an opposing effect. So let's start thinking of THC and CBD as a comparison. Let's think of green tea and compare it to L-theanine and caffeine. Isn't that true? Green tea has caffeine and L-theanine. L-theanine would be the buffer. The caffeine is the gas. The L-theanine is the brake. In the cannabis plant, we have THC and CBD and so more, so much more. But if you think of this analogy, the THC is similar to the gas and the CBD is similar to the brake. The CBD is more like L-theanine and the THC is more like caffeine. Isn't that a nice way to look at that difference, Doctor?
Yeah, I like that. I mean, and that's easy to understand.
That's so the few things that we know for sure, let's anchor ourselves in that.
Okay.
Number two, your body makes endocannabinoids. So we've got the CB1 receptor that mediates THC psychoactivity, and then you have your endocannabinoids. You and I have talked for years now, many shows, trying to explain to people what endocannabinoids are. And I've gone back and listened to some of my performances, and I don't think most people can understand what we said or what we're trying to say. The reason I say that is this is such a new language. It's scary and confusing and hairy, and it makes people uncomfortable. So I'm going to try something different for endocannabinoids.
Okay.
Your body makes compounds to fit into the CB1 and CB2 receptors. I'll say that again. You have the receptor in your brain and in your immune system simply because your body makes something to fit into the lock. Not because something in nature, a phytocannabinoid, speaks to that receptor. receptor. You only have a receptor, a lock, because your body makes a key to open up that lock. The endocannabinoids, your body's cannabis-like compounds, those are the keys that our bodies make to open up the CB1 and CB2 receptor locks. What are these endocannabinoids for? Here's a new way of looking at this, doctor. What about this? If you didn't have endocannabinoids, we would not have synaptic plasticity. Think about that for a moment, doc. The ability to form memories, to learn and unlearn. Isn't that the true biological measurement of age? The plasticity of the brains and the neurons. Would you agree that that's probably a more accurate measurement of how healthy you are than about anything we can think of?
Yeah. You know, and the other thing is, you know, I actually just read an article 2 weeks ago, and they were saying that just because you're old, or in the older category, is not a reason for us to have memory problems. Usually the memory problems are things we've screwed up or there's an imbalance along the way, but they cite these people that are 110 years old that are just as quick and sharp as the 20-year-olds that live in the same house.
And that's because they have synaptic plasticity, ability to learn and unlearn. Mm-hmm. If you can't unlearn when they told you that the earth was flat, you begin to die when they sail around it. You have a break from reality. So if you're recalcitrant in terms of your opinions and your positions, you're locked and loaded. You know what you believe. That could be very dangerous to your long-term well-being and mental health. So endocannabinoids that your body makes, our marijuana-like compounds, are not made to get us high. They're made for us to learn and to unlearn. The endocannabinoids are responsible for things like synaptogenesis. Synaptamide is actually made from DHA, long-chain omega-3 docosahexaenoic acid. Your body takes DHA when you eat fish, and you turn it into synaptamide, which is necessary for synaptogenesis. Synaptamide is an omega-3-derived endocannabinoid. If you don't have synaptamide, you can't make new neurites, meaning you can't make a new brain cell-to-brain cell connection. You can't learn anything without synaptamide. It's a rate-limiting factor for learning. Have you noticed in the last couple years, Doc, they keep taking these shots at omega-3 and they keep trying to make an argument that a fish oil pill won't prevent a heart attack? Have you noticed this every time you turn around, they're attacking omega-3?
From every side, absolutely.
Okay, they have completely oversimplified the conversation. Highly unsaturated fatty acids, HUFAs, EPA, DHA, arachidonic acid, long-chain omega-3 and omega-6 make endocannabinoids. What if we're looking at the wrong markers? We shouldn't be looking at triglyceride levels. The mystery around primary prevention will never be solved. Secondary prevention, that's another conversation. But what if the overall dietary fatty acid intake over your lifetime influences the endocannabinoid activity in your brain and therefore the synaptic plasticity, your ability or lack thereof to learn and forget things, to learn new things? So just the other day, I had my first conversation with Dr. Joe Hiblin from the NIH in over 4.5 years. I know you remember his name, right?
Of course.
We talked about him for years. For those of you that don't know Joe, Dr. Joe Hiblin is over at the National Institutes of Health, their division of alcohol abuse and alcoholism. And he's the first person to turn me on to the term endocannabinoids. You remember that paper in 2012?
I've still got it.
And for those of you listening that don't remember, since Jeff and I are just such nerds and this is all we really do, Dr. Hiblin took rats and he force-fed them the standard sad American diet. High fat, high calorie, energy dense, high omega-6, and they blew up like balloons at the Macy's Day Parade. And then he fed those same animals this high fat, high energy, high dense, high omega-6 diet and EPA and DHA. High amounts. And you know what he found? He found that people that eat garbage, at least rats that eat garbage, they stimulate the cannabinoid binding 1 receptor, which not just mediates THC psychoactivity, that gave the rats the munchies. And if the rats have munchies, they keep eating and eating and eating and eating. So Joe Hiblin made the connection that soybean oil, which we're drowning in, tricks the cannabinoid binding 1 receptor into thinking you just smoked a joint. And then you get the munchies like that movie Fast Times at Ridgemont High. And that might be connected to our obesity epidemic and to our lack of mental health balance. So he called the other day. I hadn't heard from him in 4.5 years. I'm sure you can only imagine how excited I am to get a phone call like that. You know me well enough. You can see me. I'm like, hi, Doc. How you doing? And he said to me, Stuart, I miss you. You did some tremendous work in communicating about the benefits of omega-3, and I see now you're talking about endocannabinoids and the connection of fatty acids. And I said, hey, Doc, do you have anything really exciting and new? I'm on the radio all the time. Tell me something really exciting that nobody knows that I can tell people. He said, okay, I've got a great one for you. They've been studying at the National Institutes of Health. Now, this is the laboratory that studies alcohol abuse and alcoholism. Their main focus is addiction. And they're working on not just addiction to drugs and alcohol, but addiction to food. Wouldn't you agree that the addiction to food is like the biggest problem? That people are just huge food addicts everywhere we turn around, right?
Absolutely.
So they're trying to unlock the mechanism of food addiction at the NIH. We think it's the CB1 receptor. Check this out. He calls me and says, hey, Stu, we took human patients. Now, this is unpublished yet. Human patients. And we decreased the omega-6 seed oil. And we decreased the long-chain arachidonic acid. And he said, we see a 20% decrease in circulating endocannabinoids in the human brain.
Wow.
Whoa, what does that mean? That means if you are eating too much omega-6, arachidonic acid, and then you throw a whole bunch of EPA and DHA fish oil on top of that garbage that you're eating, you can reduce circulating endocannabinoids in the brain by 20%, meaning that omega-3 by itself, Doc, can lower elevated endocannabinoid activity in the brain. Why is there elevated endocannabinoid activity in the brain of people that are eating too much omega-6 and not enough omega-3? Well, it's a combination of inflammation and food-seeking behavior. So now that we can see this interplay between the fats that we eat and their metabolites, it's not just what you eat, it's the metabolites. For example, if you eat a lot of olive oil, you metabolize olive oil into oleoethanolamide, which speaks to the CB1 and CB2 receptors indirectly. Doc, if you eat soybean oil and corn oil, the metabolites from soybean oil and corn oil, they don't help support healthy endocannabinoid system. Do you see this connection? So you are what you eat. You are what you eat that you didn't burn as energy that's left over, and your endocannabinoids are made from fat. So the type of fat you eat dictates the type of endocannabinoids, largely, that your body can make. So if you want more brain-to-brain interaction, if you want your brain cells to be firing at the highest level, you need more DHA, docosahexaenoic acid. But now we know why. Remember all those years we used to say, DHA is good for the brain. Remember we said that, Doc? We never knew why, really, did we?
I don't know if we really knew why. We just knew all the other things were leading up to that, and I think we felt comfortable.
I think you're right. But EPA, we knew that that works at the COX-2,
sure,
you know, the prostaglandin pathway. But DHA was a bit of a mystery. Now we know DHA is required to make synaptamide for synaptogenesis, for new brain cell-to-brain cell communication. So let's review what we know here in summary. The CB1 receptor mediates THC psychoactivity. Check. Endocannabinoids are required for synaptic plasticity. Check. Number three, my CB1 receptor is totally different than yours, man. Mine is probably fatter or skinnier. Who knows? I might have more of them. You might have more of them. Yours might be fatter. Mine might be skinnier. There's a complex pharmacology of CB receptors. Now, this is new, brand new. This came across today. Have you heard the name Vincenzo DiMarzo yet? Do you know DiMarzo's work?
I do not.
Okay, so he wrote the endocannabinoid ohm. How about a tongue twister there? And I just read this morning. In a recent address at the Institute of Cannabis Research, Dr. DiMarzo stated that the only effect of THC is to make a consumer high. Thus, the CBD is the phytocannabinoid with the greatest current possibility to be useful as a medicine. Ouch, right?
Wow.
Ouch. Now, I'm not saying there isn't a place for THC with you and your doctor, but the more we study, that is a heck of a statement. Vincenzo DiMarzo is the man that coined the term the endocannabinoid system is designed for us to eat, sleep, protect, and forget. He's one of the world experts. He says the only effect of THC, this isn't CV Sciences, this is one of the leading cannabis experts on the planet Earth, says the only effect of THC is to make you high. Thus, CBD is the phytocannabinoid with the greatest current possibility to be useful as a medicine. Now, CBD, we don't fully understand how it really works, do we, doctor? We really barely understand it, right?
I think you're right, and I think we barely scrapped the scab off.
You're right. And I want us to celebrate that now that we're further into the conversation, because I think that made people nervous initially. When you just look at how little we really know, you can feel confident that we have a lot to learn. So what do we still need to know? Here's what we still need to know. What other receptors or receptor proteins interact with these cannabinoid receptors? And how do those influence signaling? Because you have more than the endocannabinoid system, you have the rest of the body. If you want to know, the endocannabinoid system can influence the serotonin signaling and opioid signaling and dopamine signaling and GABA. It's incredible. So we still don't know this complex interaction. What other receptors interact with these cannabinoid receptors, and how do these influence signaling? Because the ultimate question that people ask in the space is, are there therapeutic opportunities? Are there therapeutic opportunities? And this is where we have a very interesting sort of bifurcation. I'm sure you've read a lot of the articles that are coming out recently that are trying to suggest that people are not getting the benefit that they're reporting to be getting from these hemp extracts. Do you know what I'm talking about? Have you seen some of these hit pieces that are being written that say, oh, this is all marketing, there's no real effect here? Have you seen some of these articles?
I have.
What do you have to say about that? Because, I mean, you've been in this for your whole life. If this is a placebo effect, we pulled the wool over everyone's eyes, right?
Well, I think the thing is, the proof is in the pudding. And, you know, we've thrown enough of it out there, and so much of it is stuck, and the benefits have been so dramatic that, you know, you truly have to go with the proof's in the pudding. We are seeing it every day. And I know just by walking by your booth there and by the people that I know that are using products in this category, they are getting great results. And if that's all psychosomatic, then we should put it in the water.
And I want to be honest enough to say, okay, if you need randomized, double-blind, placebo-controlled studies that are well-powered enough, mm-hmm. with, say, 10,000 patients, a mega trial, to detect signal-to-noise ratio, we might be barking up the wrong tree. I mean, let's face it, some of these giant trials, that baby aspirin trial failed miserably the other day. These large trials may work for identifying one molecule speaking to one target. The challenge with these hemp extracts is we have polypharmacology here. We have 1,500 compounds working in concert together. And we have diverse and complex pharmacology between individual CB receptors and individuals. And so I mentioned this last time, but I think it really does bear repeating. We want to keep mentioning this. There was a really exciting 2018 paper that's out called The Pharmacogenetics of Cannabinoids. And anyone can find this. It's on PubMed, PubMed.gov, Pharmacogenetics of Cannabinoids. And it basically says, look at the benefit or the side effects. The benefit or the side effects of cannabinoids are really dictated by subtle variations in our genes. So that really adds even more complexity to this, because it's really hard to tease out those people if we don't have any SNP testing to look at those genes before you start taking the product. That's the reason why CB Sciences has created the red, green, and gold product approach. Based on everything that we've told you, we really are working in the dark. And because we're working in the dark, we want to go low and slow with the least concentrated and least activated products first most of the time. Why do we want the least activated and the least processed, least concentrated products most of the time? Because very subtle shifts in endocannabinoid signaling echo very much like realigning heart coherence. You've spent some time checking out heart rate variability and heart math, right?
Of course.
Okay, so that's pretty esoteric for most people. You see where your heart is kind of off, and you're breathing, and you're getting angry. And you're... No. A tiny bit of CBD might cause just little echoes of coherence through the endocannabinoid signaling system. We're still talking about neurotransmission. So you're affecting dopamine and serotonin and all of these things that can help make you feel better. But you might not want too much activity right away. Why? Complex pharmacology of CB receptors. We don't know if yours are fat. We don't know if they're skinny. We are now learning that as little as a half a milligram or 1 milligram of CBD in a full plant, full spectrum hemp extract, like our little green spray, mm-hmm. one or two sprays in people that are very sick, very scared, and very afraid can make a huge difference, so that you don't need much of this stuff. Are you seeing that as well, Doc?
I am. And you know what's really funny is I was actually asked this question just recently. You know, if this had been released, the idea of CBD and all this stuff, 10 years ago, would it have had the same impact? And I say no, because I think we truly needed to be at the timing of when this was released. And I think the timing was perfect, because the reason that so many people are actually approaching the CBD idea and philosophy is, I mean, I put it into five categories. They're hearing from their friends or they're reading about the benefits for sleep and for mood and for mild to moderate depressive feelings and for inflammatory reasons, as well as, you know, thinking clearer and brain activity. So that's why people seem to be coming to this, but I don't think it would have had the same impact 10 years ago. And I think that today the timing was perfect, because, you know, people are sick and tired of being sick and tired. People are trying to find other avenues. I don't say alternatives, because I think this is a viable option. I don't think it's an alternative, you know, but I think that they're looking for other ways of achieving balance. And do you agree maybe 10, 15 years ago it wouldn't have had the impact? It was too stigmatized, of course.
Yeah, I think it was too stigmatized, and I don't think we were broken enough.
True.
No, as a society, to be mm-hmm. open, you know, because we're still dealing with a lot of fear and reefer madness, and it's understandable because we're products of our environment. But, I mean, it's pretty clear our mental health is not where it can be. How's that for not too judgmental?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Our mental health is not where it can be, and I'm hoping that we enter a realm of protection and not judgment. Those are words from my new favorite hero, Robert Sapolsky. Dr. Sapolsky teaches evolutionary biology over at Stanford. And he recently said that he hopes that we enter a realm of protection and not judgment. When we say that we are healthy, What we mean is that we have the same diseases as anyone else. That's a big deal, because we've gotten to a place, you know, where people are so emotionally imbalanced, we're pointing at other people saying, I'm not that bad. I'm not acting like mm-hmm. that. Oh, no, that's bad behavior over there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what he says is, when we say we're healthy, what we mean is that we have the same diseases as anyone else. And mental health and our inability to deal with stress and fear, we've lost that buffer. A lot of people used to have a little, you know, some buffer between what they thought and reaction, and I believe that that's where CBD will exert its greatest benefit, its absolute greatest benefit on society. And that's what I talked to Dr. Hibblin about. We're hopefully going to design some research together. Because, Doc, I told him, you know those gold 15-milligram soft gels? They come in the 10-pack, mm-hmm. the 30-count, and the that's our number one selling product. Joe Hibblin's job at the National Institutes of Health, he calls himself a uniformed officer in the Surgeon General's Army. You're going to love this guy when you meet him, right?
Yeah.
I was with him at the Fatty Acid Conference, the International Society for the Study of Fatty Acids and Lipids. We were in Utah, Salt Lake City. It was late at night, and all these scientists, I'm marching down the street with them. They've all had a few drinks. And we see the soldier, homeless soldier, walk across the street. We didn't know he was a soldier at the time, but he identified himself. There's no traffic. We're in the middle of the street. He looks at Captain Hibblin, and he salutes. Captain Hibblin salutes the homeless man back, reaches into his pocket, pulls out $100, and says, "Sir, I work for you. I serve you." Is this a great story, Doc? I'm there, tears in my face. I'm crying. I'm like, this is so beautiful. And when I told him that we could help people for $1.50 a day, isn't that what that costs, or $2? $2, right? It costs $2 for 15 milligrams, that gold soft gel, to get anti-anxiety and antidepressive potential relief, not for everybody, all day long for $2. You know how excited he got about this, Doc? That's affordable. Why are they always looking at aspirin? Why are they looking at vitamin D? Why are they looking at omega-3? Why were they looking at vitamin A? Why were they looking at multivitamins? How can you afford to help billions of people on the planet? Public health policy is nearly impossible. Nobody reads it. For the most part, most people don't follow it. So they're looking for inexpensive things to make a huge difference. That's why the Gates Foundation is focused on malaria, because malaria kills so many people and you can go after one target. When I told Dr. Hibblin that I think we have a solution to the emotional meltdown of America, a solution to the emotional breakdown of the United States of America, because people are terrified, fight and flight, hyperactivated all the time, amygdala, right? We're controlled by fear and programming and from our anger and our resentment that keeps us locked in that negative feedback loop. You need to break free of the endocannabinoid system. You need enough endocannabinoid signaling for synaptic plasticity to unlearn some of what we've learned to learn new things. And that's why I think CBD and hemp extracts are so popular right now. So that's a big, long project that I'll be working on, to develop a public health study with Captain Dr. Joseph Hibblin. I believe he's going to go on to work at the Department of Defense. He's going to leave the NIH in 2020, go on to the Department of Defense. But wouldn't that be great public health research, Doc, to show that at $2 a day, 15 milligrams of CBD, 60 milligrams of total hemp extract per person might be the most cost-effective way to deal with our emotional and mental meltdown that we can put our hands on?
You know, amazing. The one thing you said about Robert Sapolsky, I was sitting here thinking to myself, is, you know, how he said that we have the same diseases as everyone else. and we have become judgmental, and we do say that you know, I'm not that over there, and we may be, but we don't have an acceptance level. But I think that the reason is because the widespread amount of mental health problems, inflammatory problems, sleep problems, mood problems, stress problems around our entire country. It's not located, because sometimes, you know, I'll talk to reps and they'll say, yeah, this does really well in the bigger cities, but it doesn't do as well in the rural areas. Well, guess what? These categories are affecting people, whether you're in cities or rural and on a ranch in Montana, or whether you're in a high rise in New York. People are experiencing all of these things everywhere. And I think that's why it's being so embraced, because like you said, we all have the same diseases everywhere, and people are dealing with the same things, whether the acceptance of these situations is there, because once we accept it, we have to own it.
We do, and I think we have to accept that it's okay to admit that we are under more stress now because of the printing press. Remember how the printing press caused some stress for society hundreds of years ago? Mm-hmm. Now we have the interweb. We have the printing press on steroids. Yeah. So, of course, we will be disturbed. We will be rattled. We are afraid. And that is where CBD and hemp extracts, the low-hanging fruit. I love this about hemp extracts. CBD only possesses anxiolytic, anti-anxiety, Valium-like effects, only produces those effects in individuals that are stressed out. It only feels like Valium if you're stressed out. If you're not stressed out, you don't get the Valium effect. So it truly is an adaptogen, meaning it only helps people that are anxious. So if you give it to 10 people that are standing in a line, if only 5 of you are stressed out, CBD plus hemp extract will only work for the 5 people that are stressed out. The other 5 people that are not will get some of the anti-inflammatory, mm-hmm. antioxidant, mm-hmm. neuroprotectant effects, but you won't feel it. It's truly adaptogenic, especially for people that can't sleep. I have focused so much on sleep in the last 10 years. Did you see the article yesterday about Jeff Bezos from Amazon?
I did.
He said he prioritizes sleep. I loved seeing that. Here's this guy is in charge of one of the biggest companies in the world. I think it said that he starts work at 9 o'clock or something, right? So he likes to have breakfast with his wife and kids. Hey, let's celebrate that. Let's celebrate that. That's a better message than that garbage we were telling people before. What was that lie we told people? You can sleep when you're dead. Well, guess what? That's wrong. That's wrong. Every coach that told you that, every hotshot that told you that, tell them to shut up. They were wrong. So you need to have enough endocannabinoid activity and synaptic plasticity to unlearn that nonsense. Because sleep and hydration and forgiveness and balance and well-being, if we don't have that, no one's going to survive next month, let alone the next decade. So I think this stuff is here to stay. I think we have the most effective, natural way to deal with stress ever created. I think we've won against the federal government. There's nothing they can do. You know how embarrassing it probably is? The feds are trying to stop, on some level, the healthy, inexpensive, safe thing to help America. Okay, go home. You don't have enough endocannabinoid activity in your brain. Your synaptic plasticity is off, Mr. and Mrs. Regulators, because people don't want more tobacco, they don't want more narcotics, and they don't want more alcohol. They want more hemp extracts without THC. To quote Vincenzo DiMarzo, said that the only effect of THC is to make a consumer high, thus the CBD is the phytocannabinoid with the greatest current possibility to be a useful medicine. Our products aren't medicines, they're foods. They feed your endocannabinoid system. Your endocannabinoid system is healthy, you are healthy. If that system isn't healthy, you feel horrible. The red product is like an anti-inflammatory. It's herbal aspirin in a bottle. The green product means it's been activated. So it crosses your blood-brain barrier and helps with anxiety, stress, and depression. The gold, that's triple concentrated. When you mentioned inflammation and depression connection a little while ago, in the brain, in the microglia, it's like the immune system of the central nervous system, if you are stressed constantly, total stress, overloads like most people, you start to express the CB2 receptors. CB1 is constitutionally expressed, which means it's there all the time. CB2 is induced under pathological conditions of stress. You express more CB2 receptors. You take hemp extracts. You downregulate the pro-inflammatory microglia in your brain. Depression is an inflammatory disease. We change the inflammatory signaling in the brain. We get rid of the depression. That's why these products are so popular. You can say anything you want about them not working. I love what you said earlier. The proof is in the pudding. Buy it, try it, and tell your friends.
You know, the wonderful thing is how these shows have changed dramatically because, you know, it's not like we're introducing something that people now are not have not heard about. Where the very first couple shows, you know, we did, we were just actually, you know, talking about something that people had to say, what are they saying? What is this thing? You know, what is this? Oh, my goodness. You know, and now it's become so clear and people are asking about it. You know, they're... It's like what people say in this country that, you know, we need to stop, you know, the flow of recreational drugs and, you know, all the things that are on the streets and stuff coming in from outside the country. Well, of course we do, but we also have to deal with supply and demand. The demand is there. The supply comes. And I think what's going to happen is the demand for this is going to be more and more and more because, you know, people are looking for something. They are looking for something to make a change. They want to feel better and think better and act better. And, you know, it's amazing when I'm traveling and I see people at the airports and, you know, and I'm sitting there and I'm watching them and people are just strung out. They're trying to plug in constantly, and you know it's like their energy level's crazy, and they're agitated, and they're short tempered, and I'm thinking to myself, you know, my goodness, they need to put this into the air supply. We need to put it in the water supply, and because everybody needs a chill pill, and you know most people go to the extreme. They go to their pharmacy and they get you know whatever kind of an antidepressant, anxiety medication they possibly can, because they go to the doctor. The doctor says, okay, here's your 3-minute visit. How you doing? I'm fine. I'm having some rough times at work. I'm fighting with my spouse. I'm fighting at work. Well, you know, this might make you feel better. And you leave with an antidepressant. You don't even know what happened. Before you know it, you're on it for a year and you don't remember why you got on it in the first place. You know, because we're searching, we're trying to find something. And we, you know, if we can numb it down a little bit, you know, we've learned that that's the best way to go. But all that's doing is putting a blanket over the fire.
I mean, it's so true. Friedrich Nietzsche used to talk about the drunkenness of Europe. Mm-hmm. And it's true. I mean, and we dealt with it for a long time. And, you know, we had to drink beer because we didn't have clean water. I understand all that. This is part of an enormous evolution. You made an excellent point. People are self-medicating because they're in extraordinary pain. Supply and demand. There is a lot of pain. People need relief from suffering. We have the answer. Hemp extracts can grow in every abandoned field in America. Suck up CO2, cure the earth. Then we can take that cannabis and we can use that as medicine. It's unbelievable. So the reefer madness thing is coming down. Agricultural hemp is here to stay. That Hemp Farming Act is going to pass. Please follow us at hempsupporter.com. Hempsupporter.com. Every person that you know, tell them to go to hempsupporter.com and sign up, because we're going toe-to-toe with all of the authorities. This is going to happen any day now. The farm bill should pass, and then hemp will once and for all be completely liberated from the stupid clutches of the drug enforcement. Can you believe the Drug Enforcement Agency has been trying to hang on to low THC agricultural hemp? You know what? They need some endocannabinoid activity and synaptic plasticity in their brains, because that stuff is saving the world. And they need to get on board with the evolution, with us.
I agree 100%. Well, I have to tell you, it was great to see you. And as always, thank you for all that you're doing out there, because I know it's a continual process. It doesn't end. You know, you leave the convention, and then before you know it, you got more papers, more interviews, more things, more fights, more arguments. You know, things that you just have to continually do. And you know, the consumer just sees the end result. They see the great products on the shelf, but they don't see all the behind the scenes activity. Because I know that, you know, we have to realize that we're looking for something. You know, we've learned how to self-medicate because we're too embarrassed to talk about our issues. We've learned how to hide things behind the scenes. We've learned how to sugarcoat everything. And we've become experts at putting blankets over fires, because if we don't see it, we don't feel it temporarily, it must be gone. So I want to thank you personally for all you're doing out there in the field, and can't wait to see you.
Absolutely. Much love, Doc. Thank you so much.
Be well, my friend.
Bye-bye.
My guest today, Stuart Tomp. Stuart is always someone who is on board with what's going on, and he is so in tune with what's going on in the community and going on out there and the fight that's going on. But you know, the bottom line is we want more. We as consumers are looking for new things. We're looking for new ways to approach our health. We're looking for ways that we can actually take control of our life and maybe start approaching it from a bringing us back to the original blueprinting a little bit more constructively. We want to feel like we used to feel, which was probably a long time ago. Most of us are not happy in our own skin. Most of us are edgy and nervous. And to quantify this, you know, our depressive feelings and our mood things, these are going on every single day. You know, so it's not holding on to a big picture of good health. It's holding on to moments, because life is made up of moments. So rather than saying, you know, for this long period of time, I'm good and I'm doing this and I'm fine, that's fine. But, you know, let's just deal with the moments. We get through a whole bunch of moments of the day that are good. That's good. The next day we have more good moments, but we have to remember that we need to embrace change and we need to look at things a little bit differently. And I think that this industry has really made some awesome changes. And as we start to think that, you know, we don't know as much as we think we did, and it's still so new and we're continually learning, and every one of us is a work in progress, keeping an open mind and an open heart that everything we've known up to this time has been good, but we need more. And I think that CBD and products in this category have made a dramatic difference. So head over to Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Check out all the CV Sciences products. They're available there every day. I happened to be there yesterday. I know Marge has got a full supply in of everything. So it's in stock and ready to go. Whether you're looking for the green, the raw red, or the gold products, they're all there. And I think you'll find them to be quite, quite effective. Stay Healthy Health Food Store. They're your one-stop, full-service location for everything health and nutrition. They are Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer. They're also in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. Go in and see why this company is setting itself apart within the industry. They bring so much knowledge, so much education, so much responsiveness to up-to-date, relevant information that when you go in, you get an education. And if you're not educating yourself, if you're not informing yourself, and you're not giving your body and your mind and your emotions the tools that you need to make these really good, decisive decisions, then you're missing the boat. We need to stop guessing and grabbing something just for the idea of doing something rather than nothing. And we need to start pursuing a better, healthier way of constructively taking control of our health, because that's what it's all about. Stay Healthy Health Food Store. They'll answer your questions and get you on path. And as you create the relationships with the people there, you'll have your go-to people to go to so they can help you disseminate the good information from the misinformation and the quality information from the just sounds too good to be true information. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. They're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Check out their webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com, where you can print a $5 off coupon to use on your next $50 purchase in the store, and give them a thumbs up on Facebook and connect yourself to them every single day. Stay Healthy Health Food Store, doing it right. And like I said, for a long time. And every single day, it's a learning experience when you go into the store. You'll wonder why you went anywhere else. Frankly, I would definitely wonder why, because they carry the best of the best. They have the best prices and the most knowledge and the most information. And isn't that what it's all about? Education, information, knowledge, and quality products. Remember to tune into my show Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 in the morning. This is the Staying Healthy radio show here on NBC Sports 920 The Game. Remember, if you can't tune in live, courtesy of Lotus Broadcasting and my awesome producers, all of my shows are recorded, podcast, and archived, and they're all on my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. Remember, go to Facebook, type in Dr. Jeffrey Burke, make sure to give me a thumbs up, like the page, and I'll answer your questions and bring vital information into your life and keep us connected every single day. Happy weekend, everyone. Be well and God bless. Thank you for tuning in to the Staying Healthy radio show. Remember to tune in Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. for the most up-to-date, relevant information on your health. the best guest in the industry, helping all of us stay healthy. For your convenience, podcasts of the show are now available at my website, drjeffreyburk.com. Simply click on the archive icon to make available on-demand podcast downloads. Make sure to visit Stay Healthy Health Food Store for all your nutrition needs. Stay Healthy provides reliable, responsible, relevant service every single day. I look forward to talking with all of you again.